The baseball season is officially over, but the fall TV season is just beginning to heat up. Television critic David Bianculli has a review of some of the new offerings, including a timely miniseries.
Six new series show up on TV this week, including two which feature the respective returns of Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore. A couple of the new drama series are worth watching, and I'll get to them in a minute. But the week's most noteworthy offering is a six-hour NBC miniseries called Favorite Son. It's written by Steve Somer and based on his own 1987 novel. It's a political drama about a man running for president who chooses as his running mate a senator of questionable intelligence and experience, but who has the youth and charisma that might propel them both to victory. Of course, that could never happen in real life. The thing that makes it less than a direct parallel with the Bush-Quayle ticket is that in Favorite Son, it's an incumbent president, played by James Whitmore, who dumps his vice president in order to add the young senator to his re-election ticket. The senator, who's played by Harry Hamlin of L.A. Law, is the new media sensation because he just survived an assassination attempt. And the real brains behind the good-looking, slow-thinking senator is his press aide, the beautiful and manipulative Sally Crane, played by Linda Kozlowski, the female co-star of Crocodile Dundee. Favorite Son starts 7 days before a political convention and follows along two fascinating plot lines. One is the political battle for the presidency. The other is the investigation of the assassination attempt, which is assigned to a burned-out FBI agent and a naive rookie. The veteran agent, played superbly by Robert Loggia, suspects that they were chosen so that the investigation wouldn't uncover anything. And his political savvy and cynicism reflect the tough edge running through all of Favorite Son.
In 53, they had me catching commies for McCarthy. Now, McCarthy's a dirty word. In 60, they had me wiretapping a black preacher in Alabama. Now, his birthday is a national holiday. 71, I'm chasing COs into Canada. Then Carter gives them amnesty at a party at Kennedy Center. You've got some real simple ideas about right and wrong, kid. But this is Washington. And in Washington, they play a nasty little shell game with right and wrong. One year right is right, the next year right is wrong.
Favorite Son director Jeff Blechner is one of TV's best. He's won Emmys for Hill Street Blues and Concealed Enemies. In Favorite Son, he makes all the right choices, and so do Hamlin and Kozlowski. Meanwhile, Somer's story is so fast-paced, surprising, and depressingly timely that it's impossible to resist. Favorite Son runs Sunday through Tuesday on NBC. As for the other stuff this week, try out Midnight Caller on Tuesday and Tattinger's on Wednesday. Midnight Caller is an incredibly stylish show, starring Gary Cole of Fatal Vision as an ex-cop who becomes a late-night radio talk show host. The show looks and sounds jazzy, and Cole is really charismatic in the lead. So is Stephen Collins, the star of Tattinger's, which is the new show from the St. Elsewhere folks. That fact alone gives Tattinger's a half-season blank check. These guys have earned the benefit of the doubt. So even if the pilot does seem a bit too illogical and violent, the cast makes this drama about a New York restaurant worth checking out. It'll be interesting to see in the next few months where these two NBC shows will go. One other series, CBS's Paradise, is obviously going nowhere. It's a combination soap opera and horse opera that will reaffirm the notion that the Western is dead. Dirty Dancing is a CBS spinoff of the hit movie, but it has Patrick Cassidy instead of Patrick Swayze, which is crazy. And about those new sitcoms starring Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore? Well, sometimes even critics believe that if you don't have anything nice to say, the best thing to do is say nothing at all.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.